This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, I got to tell you, as a homage to Mike Stone, who joined us a little while ago, Mike's on his world tour. What cocaine is to Mike Stone, sugar-free Red Bull is to me. When that first sip hits your lips, it's like Frank the Tank. It's just so good when it hits your lips. Let's get it.
Yeah, let's get it, guys. A contract came through for Chase Young. We didn't get a chance to talk about it yet.
Yeah.
He got a $13 million contract, but $7.9 million in per-game roster bonuses. It's reported that he just got neck surgery. My question to you is,
Did you just say neck surgery?
That is correct.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's why all of this is basically per-game
it's proven deal.
Yeah.
If he doesn't stay healthy this year, he'll never get another big contract in the NFL. If he doesn't produce this year, it's the same thing. Chase Young, this is like a five-star recruit who's on his third school. All right, nobody cares you were taken number two overall. Nobody cares what you did at Ohio State. Stay healthy, produce, or get the hell out.
Yep.
So I have no problem with it. That's why I had no problem with the Niners. Traded a third to get a compensatory. Like, you just give it a shot. That's it.
Let's get on, touch on Legarius Sneed here, because the Athletic is reporting, Nate Taylor for the Athletic is reporting, that Sneed doesn't want to play on the franchise tag. He's seeking a deal that's going to make him a 3 to 4 year deal that's going to make him the highest paid cornerback in the NFL. My question to you is, do you see him on the KC roster at the end of the draft? Meaning, is it a draft day type deal that gets done to make him the highest paid cornerback?
Yeah, they'll work it out, because I think Kansas City knows they have at least one more run that they can keep all the pieces in place. Blow out the budget, fix it, make the man happy, even if it's a ridiculous one-year deal. But after that, yeah, you may see the Chris Joneses and all that move on, and they got to bring in younger talent. And think about it. The beauty of the New England Patriots was they constantly rebuilt that team. It wasn't the same team as, you know, when they first won that Super Bowl from when they won their last Super Bowl.
Red light. Hold on, I got to stop you on something. Because you're both leaving out something. Patrick Mahomes took a page out of Brady's book.
Yeah.
He redid that deal.
Yeah.
Just like Brady all those years was making 20 when he could have been making 35 or 40. I'm with you primarily, but as long as Mahomes is willing to play ball, I think in the end he's going to end up being a part owner of the team. That's a conspiracy theory of mine, but work with me. Because they're buying up everything Kansas City over there. His wife just bought a soccer team. As long as your quarterback plays ball and we move that money around, it's like three-card money. We can do a lot of things. And Sneed, yeah, you pay the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You just do.
So let's touch. We're here in Vegas here, and I was reading some stuff about the Las Vegas Raiders. And apparently they seem to love Aiden O'Connell. Do you think that they go in the season with Aiden O'Connell, or they have to draft the quarterback?
You
right?
can't ask me to get inside the mind of the Vegas Raiders when it comes to the quarterback position. David, I would find it hard to believe, but let's be fair, it's musical chairs. And there are certainly not enough seats, because there are the quarterbacks.
Well, he became their fan favorite, because
yes.
he went out there and they started winning. And it was like when Pierce took over coaching, and it was like they were like together, like peanut butter and jelly. So, yeah, he won over the crowd. Now, how good is he? I don't know. But he's the fan favorite. So, if you're, oh, I mean, you're the Las Vegas, yeah, you're going to say he's our guy.
It just seems weird when every report was saying they're going to be aggressive in the QB market, and then they would end up
Yeah, but again,
settling?
You can say it, but I continue to say it, okay?
Well, here's what
who are you supposed – I'm sorry, Rico. Who are you supposed to go and get? Saying you want a quarterback is great. That's saying Rico wants a date with Halle Berry. Neither's happening.
Hold on.
No disrespect.
Let me see if she texts me.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No, but I also think that David, maybe they're hoping that he could become their Brock Purdy.
Yes.
A guy that you didn't count on, but he just keeps winning.
Yep.
And it makes no sense, but at this point, why quit? If he's gonna rally this team this way, maybe you build around him.
OBJ and the Dolphins met this week, and according to reports, the meeting went well, and the Dolphins hope to sign him.
Yeah,
is this
nice.
A good fit for both parties?
No. Odell Beckham Jr. is a loser. Now he's dating Kim K, which means he's going to get hurt.
Oh,
so,
man.
I'm out. Again, I'll keep saying it. I haven't, I'm wrong on plenty of damn things. But I've never been wrong about Odell. He is not a winning football player. And now he's just past his prime. You think Lamar begged the Ravens to sign OBJ. Begged.
Well, he said he's the reason Lamar came back.
And what difference did he make? None. The same as this empty can of energy drink I just enjoyed. Please. So, yeah, go to Miami. Get the sizzle. Be at the club with your shirt off. Do whatever the hell you want to do.
Man,
it's been
a long time since that one-handed catch.
Very, very long
time. A decade, if you want to feel old.
Thank you for that, Mike. Yeah, let's grab this one quick here. I was reading an article here from Pro Football Network, and they listed Detroit as a possible destination for Steph Diggs.
What?
I know we've mentioned wide receiver at 29 for the Lions, but should this be a move they consider?
Cat Williams immediately.
Or not.
That's it. I don't know if Steph Diggs is right upstairs. I don't know what I'm getting week to week. He's got a problem with Josh Allen. I can't imagine he wouldn't have a problem with Jared Goff. And by the end of this season, Rico, Steph Diggs, they're only using him at the line of scrimmage. I have zero interest in Steph Diggs.
Yeah, here's the thing. The Lions do have some type of chemistry that if, you know, there's a game where St. Brown doesn't catch a bunch of balls and they win, he's happy.
That's right.
We won the game. Diggs is one of those types that, we won by 21 points. Man, I only had two catches, so he's pouting in his locker. I got to get my catches. Or the flip side, he gets 10 catches and they lose, he's happy because he padded his stats.
That's because one's a winner and the other guy is nuts and possibly a loser. I have no interest.
So let's close it out with this. I have one more BS draft rumor or not.
Okay.
The Denver Broncos being linked to Bo Nix at number 12. Is that BS?
No.
Or real?
No, because I think their problem is now the Vikings have pick 11, which is problem number one. Problem number two is they have pick 23. Problem number three is the Broncos sold all their fine china in the Russell Wilson deal. They don't have the ability to move up.
Yep.
So they can – Sean Payton is lusting after J.J. McCarthy, according to reports. Again, it's Rico Halle Berry.
She did text me back.
Congrats.
We're going out to dinner tonight. But I would say this, David. Speaking of J.J., his pro day is today.
Correct.
At Michigan.
25-minute session.
He's going to flash that winning smile.
How much stock do you put into pro day?
Zero.
Because for me, and it's not because it's J.J., it's anybody. I mean, when Mahomes was throwing the ball 78 yards at Texas Tech, didn't really mean anything to me.
Here's what J.J. is. Tell me if you guys agree or disagree.
Yep.
J.J. is a Sewer Thompson. You are drafting tools. You are drafting – abilities that have not materialized in real life, but the abilities are there. He does run a sub 4.5. He does throw off platform and have this cannon arm, but he's never been asked to do X, Y, Z. But the tools are there. It's Asur Thompson. I am drafting the profile, the tools. That's all this is, boys. I don't think any pro day is going to show you anything. That's like Asur going out in a war. Remember when they had Yao Ming against a chair?
Yeah.
Or was it John Leon or whatever
it was? It was Darko. Remember, Darko sold everybody. Like, right. Look at this workout against this chair. The chair didn't play any defense.
John Leon. Yeah, I mean, so for me, it means nothing. You're drafting JJ based on limited moments.
Yep.
And a profile of a kid who clearly has ability, but we've never gotten to see it.
And that is...
Doug, you watch your mouth.
Wow, Doug, that is In Football Today.
Respectfully.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.